Hey, Brother Soul here. Hey, look here. Have you ever been having a really, really bad day and a person, place, or thing comes your way and takes all of that away? Yeah, that's about to happen to you. It's DJ Darren. It's DJ Darren. It's DJ Darren. With the playlist. Playlist. Playlist.
There's a voice that keeps on calling me.
We're on a mission from God.
When I was 17, it was a very good year. It was a very good year for small town girls and soft summer nights. We'd hide from the lights on the village green. When I was 17, when I was 21, it was a very good year. It was a very good year for city girls who lived up the stair with all that perfumed hair. And it came undone when I was 21. When I was 35, it was a very good year. It was a very good year for blue-blooded girls of independent means. We'd ride in limousines. Their chauffeurs would drive when I was 35. But now the days are short. I'm in the autumn of the year. And now I think of my life as vintage wine from fine older cakes. From the brim to the dregs, it poured sweet and clear. It was a very good year.
It was a very good year. And the next 2 hours are going to be very, very good 2 hours. Welcome back to the playlist, folks. Was It Bites Calling All the Heroes, as suggested by 17-year-old Shezza T, who is reading smash hits and getting all of her gossip from there. Was smash hits around in 1980? Yeah, it was. Of course it was around in 1986. Anyway, yeah. So, yeah, welcome along. This is The Playlist. I am Darren. The theme this week is When I Was 17. Obviously we opened up with Frank Sinatra, It Was a Very Good Year. That wasn't actually suggested by anybody. I just wanted to play it. Well, technically Art McRae suggested the Robbie Williams cover, but I figured I'd go with the classic, go with the original. Art McRae, don't worry, Excuse me. Don't worry, Andy, you've got another track later on. And actually, you made me work for it this week. I had to do some serious soul searching on that one. Anyway, we'll come up to that one later. This is LABR, Lover Brother Radio, labr.online. You are listening to The Playlist. I am Darren, and I'm here for the next couple of hours to make you feel nostalgic for a youth that you have lost, but you could regain if only you tried harder. This next one was suggested by that deaf guy, and I haven't heard this probably since about 1993, so thank you very much for the suggestion, because it's great.
Change your mind, I'm the first in line. Honey, I'm still free, take a chance on me. If you need me, let me know, and I'll be around. If you got no place to go when you're feeling down.
Join in the chat at stream.labr.online. You'll note a few people going, yeah, I didn't really like Erasure at the time, but then I realised I was wrong. And it's good to grow. It's good to know that you're capable of growth. I never disliked Erasure, but I was a bit bored of them because my mum had, I'm guessing it was a greatest hits tape or something, in the tape player in the Sierra, in the sky blue Sierra that we had. And I know it's probably just my child brain acting up, but I feel like that tape was on a loop in the car for about 2 years. It didn't become Queen's greatest hits, but it was Erasure's greatest hits the entire time. It wasn't a bad thing, it was just like, can we have something else? And no, we couldn't. Anyway, that was Erasure from the Aberesque EP from 1992, suggested by That Deaf Guy, so thank you very much. I very much enjoyed that. I should dig out that EP, actually. Not that I have it, but, you know, dig out on the streaming services so I can have a proper listen to it with more sensible ears. Anyway, this next one, welcome along, by the way, if you've just joined us. This is The Playlist. You are listening to Lover Brother Radio, labr.online. Thank you very much for joining me. The theme this evening, when I was 17, and I'm here for another hour and 45 minutes to play nostalgic tunes at you. Excuse me, I've got a frog in my throat tonight, not very good at all. This next one was suggested by Rollo Treadway and has Sean Ryder saying some iconic things right at the beginning of it, so I will fade the bed down now and then let you enjoy all of this.
Yeah, we're having some Aussie fan party.
Good evening and welcome to the Tomazzi party. Just slide inside and help yourself. We have a wide selection of diamonds for your love and enjoyment. So sit down out at your own leisure.
Gentlemen, this is
The Playlist.
Yeah, yeah.
Every plan card to the wind, to the cigars. But she never told. chair by the window. It felt as if you'd returned. I thought that you were standing over me. When I woke, there was no one there. I still love you, girl, from Mars. Do you remember the time I knew a girl from Mars? I don't know if you knew that. Always there, but playing cards, you knew we were doing cigars. But you never told me your name. Do you remember the time I knew a girl from Mars? I don't know if you knew that. Always there, but playing cards, you knew we were doing cigars. And I'll still dream of you. I still love you, girl from Mars.
Every last second there of Girl from Mars, as is right and proper. Thank you so, so much to the Plague Doc for suggesting that absolutely glorious stuff. It's just a time machine for me. That was, Girl from Mars, Ash, from 1996's 1977. And ahead of that was... ahead of that was a track that until a couple of days ago I'd never heard before, and I'm now obsessed with. That was Blameless with Breathe, brackets a little deeper, suggested by Andy Fish from 96. I think it appeared on Shine 5. Now, I've been trying to find a... torrent of all the Shine albums, Shine compilations, and I've yet to have any success, but I will keep looking, because I had Shine 6 or 7, I think it was, but that track, absolutely monumental, was their biggest hit. I think it got to, like, it reached the heady heights of about number 27 of the top 40. They released an album that did basically nothing, and for good reason, because I was listening to it yesterday and it's fine, but it's nowhere near as good as that one track. Proper one hit wonder, but it wasn't even really a hit. But yeah, I've become kind of obsessed with that song because it's beautiful. So thank you very much, Andy Fish, for suggesting that. Ahead of that was Black Grape with Tremazzi Party, suggested by Rollo Treadway, who was 15 when that came out, but we won't hold that against you, Rollo. Rollo was enjoying that track when he was 17, so it's fine. It fits the bill. Right, what's next? Oh yes, the Fatima Mansions, suggested by Sheepnik.
Gas tank, the street corner gun market next to the Royal Bank, the poorhouse next to the Union Royal Palace, Tower of Riches beside it, the Abbess. So you sit in the gridlock under the stop clock, long for a new taste, suck on the breeze block. Your brain is a donut, your spirit's a dry cup. This place has the poison to fill them all right up. Lockdown London, lockdown London. For blackmail, you made her a secret. Now she knows she can't fail. Your weakness was no well. She earned her a bombshell. Her life's worth a grievance now hangs from your coattails. The little drummer boy, sadly, the eloquent bitch is too old for the bluff game or overnight riches. He
radio. I never heard so much shit in all my life. Sailor Ripley, you can...
The playlist.
On the radio, this ends and I made it!
The man to pour the coffee, and he fills it only halfway. And before I even argue, he is looking out the window at somebody coming in. It is always nice to see you, says the man behind the counter to the woman. Come in, she is shaking her umbrella, and I look the other way as they are kissing their hellos, and I'm pretending not to see them, and instead I pour the milk. I open up the paper, there's a story of an actor who had died while he was drinking. Was no one I had heard of, and I'm turning to the horoscope and looking for the funnies when I'm feeling someone watching me, and so I raise my head. She does not really see me, cause she sees her own reflection, and I'm trying not to notice that she's hitching up her skirt, and while she's straightening her stockings, her hair has gotten wet. The morning as I'm listening to the bells of the cathedral. I am thinking of your voice.
Tis no man, tis a remorseless eating machine.
Absolutely glorious stuff there from Chicane with the 97 remix of Offshore. A version of that was suggested by Heapy amongst about 20 other songs. So I hope I picked a good one. In putting this together, I learned that the original mix of Born Slippy is nearly 12 minutes long. So that was an easy way to excise 12 minutes from my excess running order. As much as I'd love to have played that track, I haven't heard Offshore in a long time, and it's really good. Ahead of that was DNA and Suzanne Vega with Tom's Diner, suggested by Rachel. Thank you, Rachel. Ahead of that was the Fatima Mansion, The Loyalizer, suggested by Sheepnik, which, while hunting around for that one, I found that it was featured on Beavis and Butthead, and they hated it so much that they read magazines while it was playing. They read things while it was playing. I feel that was a harsh criticism. It was a perfectly enjoyable track. Thank you, Sheepnik, for suggesting it. I was going to say something else, that I can't remember what it was, so it must have been a lie. This next one was suggested by Davybot, and I'm almost certain Davybot suggested this one a few months back when I did the food and drink episode, but I don't think I played it. I did check. I'm almost certain I didn't play it. This is G-Love and Special Sauce with Cold Beverage.
Yo, could I get a cold beverage? I need some leverage, a sweaty ass as a lemonade will be nice, stop a spice from the top to a VK. Got a bar, got a drink, but girls got the bait on the front board, see I got some ice tea. If you like a taste of tea, then come along with me. Summertime is steaming, don't give me no buzz. Splash some ice and a dash of from the S Martini time. Yeah, yeah, feeling golden, bring your own beverage. It's me, so it's cold. I like cold beverage, yeah. I like cold beverage, yeah. Give me a frosty mug filled with A&W. If you got ice cream to make it a double scoop, my steak from the vat and real good sounding. Chocolate egg cream, yo, on cherry grounding. Got a chill bar, Marshall's in my ride. While I'm to the right, they got beverages inside of me. A hot coffee, then fill it up with ice. Like it's rain, please fix me a large slice. Summertime is cool, the heat is getting old. Yeah, I have a beverage, space, so it's cold. Cold, 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 cold.
Was something from the bar?
Yeah, I like cold beverage, yeah. I like cold beverage, yeah. I like cold beverage, yeah. Cause I'm feeling kinda buzzy. Stick it in the fridge, stick it in the fridge, stick it in the fridge, stick it in the fridge. Stick it in the fridge, stick it in the fridge, stick it in the fridge. And a friend. Go girl work the cold one. Go girl work the cold one. What? Go girl work the cold one. Go girl work the cold one. Yo, when I'm fishing, let's keep one thing clear. The bait's over there, the brew's right here. 2 6 packs in a big bag of ice. Didn't even get to bite, but the brew tastes nice. Back to the bar. So every jack of reason a collada. Need a whole lot of them food drinks to catch me a buzz. I must tell you, I'm the Kool-Aid kid. Before you serve my drink, please stick it in the fridge. Cause I like cold beverage, yeah. I like cold beverage, yeah. I like cold beverage, yeah. I'm kinda thirsty, yeah. I like cold beverage, yeah. I like cold beverage, yeah.
That was wonderful.
Bravo.
I loved that.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good, though.
It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
It was terrible.
Get him away.
Hey, boo.
Boo.
Chuck, they have to get us, man. Yo, we got the
Dusty
Boys off.
In this corner with the 98, subject of suckers, object of hate. Who's the one some think is great? I'm that one.
Son of a gun.
Driving by, waving my fist. Making them mad when I'm going like this. Top gun, never on the run.
You know not to come, cause they all get some.
Going quicker in the speeding lane. Jealous can't do it and it's causing them pain. Caught in my smoke, all I did was choke. Out that window, middle finger for all. Jealous.
get yours.
Suckers to the side, I know you hate my 98.
You're gonna get yours.
Understand, I don't drive drunk. My 98 fly, I don't drive no junk. No cop got a right to call me a punk. Take this ticket, go to hell and stick it. Put me on the kick, but line up, time's up. This government needs a tune-up. I don't know what's happening. What's a gun in my chest? I'm under arrest. Sidewalk suckers wanted to spill me, so I got my crew in posse. Took their girls and got them to thrill me. Stepped outside, got in my ride. Drove them around and I looked around town. Caught them out the cold, ran them over and down. They didn't get me and that's the truth.
Cause the 98-0 is bulletproof.
My 98 Oldsmobile, so my 98 Oldsmobile is my 98 Oldsmobile, so my 98 Oldsmobile's like.
The mighty, mighty Public Enemy there with You're Gonna Get Yours, as suggested by Sod's Lawyer. Thank you very much, Sod's Lawyer. Ahead of that was G Love and Special Sauce with Cold Beverage, suggested by Davey Bot. So thank you very much. What I have noticed is that I don't know whether it's just because I have surrounded myself with like-minded people and roughly like-aged people, but it would appear that most of the people who listen to this show are basically the same age as me, so that's kind of cool, I suppose. There's a few people that are older, there's a few people that are younger, and in fact the newest song on the show tonight is from 2001, so you're all old. So very, very old. This is The Playlist. I'm Darren. You are listening to Love a Brother Radio, labr.online, where the theme this week, for every week there must be a theme. Otherwise, I'd have to, you know, think and put together a running order, and who'd want to do that when I can just farm out the work to you fine folks? The theme is When I Was 17, and these are all songs that were featured very highly on the 8-tracks and cassette decks and possibly CD players of the listeners to this nonsense when they were 17. So there's some really great tracks. I'm really enjoying it. This next one was suggested by Art McCrae. Now, he suggested a couple of tracks and I genuinely sat there in a funk for about 15 minutes trying to choose between the two of them. It was either the one I eventually chose, or it was All Along the Watchtower, Jimi Hendrix. It's just, Hendrix, that track is absolutely monumental. You can't touch it. The one I went with, you don't hear it as much, and it is a really great tune. So sit back for the next 3 minutes and enjoy Canned Heat.
Game I wanna play.
Guess what? I got a fever, and the only prescription is
the playlist.
Thank you.
with a tiny little radio station with a really big sound. Love her, Brother Radio.
The time passes over more cheerful and gay, since we've learnt a new act to drive sorrows away. Sorrows away, sorrows away, sorrows away. Since we've learnt a new act to drive sorrows away. Bright Phoebe awakes so high up in the sky, with her red rosy cheeks and her sparkling eye, sparkling eye, sparkling eye, sparkling eye. With her red rosy cheeks and her sparkling eye. If you ask for my credit, you'll find I have none. With my bottle and friend, you will find me at home. Find me at home, find me at home, find me at home. With my bottle and friend, you will find me at home. Although I'm not rich and although I'm not poor, I'm as happy as those that's got thousands or more. Thousands or more, thousands or more, thousands or more. I'm as happy as those that's got thousands or more.
Oh, and I almost forgot. I'm also gonna need you to go ahead and
listen to the playlist.
finest.
Tell when I've messed up my timings a little bit when you hear like five songs in a row without me yapping all over them. But to my credit, I managed to play out the 9 o'clock ident exactly at 9 o'clock because I am a professional. I'm Darren. This is The Playlist. You're listening to Lover Brother Radio, labr.online. Join us in the chat room, stream.labr.online, where we are discussing all manner of things, mostly the Unthanks currently, and Sum 41 at cross purposes. Sum 41, of course, being who you've just heard, suggested by Kara. Thank you very much. That is the most recent song I will be playing this evening. Yeah, that was Fat Lip from All Killer No Filler from 2001. Brilliant stuff. Loved it. Ahead of that, and I did genuinely, I really enjoyed that. I was 21 when that came, 20, 21 when that came out. So I really dug it. It was good stuff. The album that came out after that, oh god, it wasn't, I think it was Does This Look Infected was the next one. That's a great album as well. Ahead of that was Therapy, The Mighty Therapy, from 1994 with Screamager. That was suggested by Nikki, quote, "If you've never heard Trouble Gum, then you should go and listen to Trouble Gum." From Midnight onwards, of course, after Brother Soul has finished his pick and mix. Ahead of that, the other side of the 9 o'clock face melter was The Copper Family, Thousands or More, suggested by Steve199. Ahead of that was Miles Davis with Tutu, suggested by Seven Sleepers Music. And that was about the most 80s jazz it is possible to hear. It did sound, a couple of people suggested it sounded like a video game soundtrack, and it really did. I really enjoyed that, it was good. I half expected to have to fade that one out a little bit early because I'd yapped on too long, but I'm glad I didn't because it was really good right the way up to the end. Anyway, I will shut up now. This next one was suggested by White Wolf, who sadly can't be with us tonight for familial reasons. He has to go back and go back to the old homestead for a bit, but he did let me know that he wouldn't be able to make it this evening. I have still, of course, marked his card accordingly. And he will be in line for a number of punishments. But I will still play his suggestion. This one is Pearl Jam, Rearview Mirror.
Thank you. is the charge? Eating a
playlist.
A succulent Chinese
playlist.
Solid gold 1992 time capsule right there. That was a Blind Melon, No Rain, suggested by Steve Nixon. Thank you, Steve, for suggesting that. Apologies for not getting you into last week's show. I felt really bad. He posted about how much he enjoyed the show, even if he can't always get into it. I felt terrible about that, so damn you. Curse you, Steve Nixon. Anyway, thank you for suggesting a good song. I hope you enjoyed hearing it as much as I enjoyed playing it. Ahead of that was Pearl Jam, Rearview Mirror from Versus from 1993, suggested by White Wolf, so thank you very much, Gary, for that. Properly good stuff. They were a band that I didn't massively get into until later on, because they were grunge, basically. They were grungy, and I wasn't really into that at the time. I was into my like hair metal and then punk, and... yeah, so I didn't really latch on to grunge until much later, but yeah, really good album, that really great stuff. Well, thank you very much for joining me. This is The Playlist. I am Darren, and the theme this week is When I Was 17, and well, I hope you're, if you are of a similar age to me and apparently most of the people who listen to this show, I hope you're enjoying the little time warp back to when you were felt vital and able to do stuff without your knees hurting a bit. Speaking of which, take some ibuprofen. This next one was suggested by Swisslet and is one of the very few Red Hot Chili Peppers tracks that is acceptable. This is Give It Away.
What I got, you gotta get it, put it in you.
from the absolutely unavoidable 1991 record Blood Sugar Sex Magic. That was, of course, the Red Hot Chili Peppers with Give It Away, which I think it's fair to say most of us were introduced to the Chili Peppers through that track. It was absolutely everywhere, and that was perfectly fine. And in fact, the next couple of albums were perfectly fine, but then they hit their... Californication was a good album. Everything since then was boring. Anyway, this is the playlist. I am Darren and I have opinions, but I try to keep most of them in check because, you know, you don't listen to this for my opinions. You listen to this for the tunes that you suggest. This is, of course, the playlist. Coming up in 37 minutes, The Good Brother will be back. Brother Soul will be back on air, live pick and mix, 10 till midnight, GMT of course. I don't know what time that is in Pyongyang. And he will be picking and mixing with the assistance of Russ Sharrock tonight. So that will be fun. That will be nice. So come for the playlist and stay for the pick and mix. Because the pick and mix is essentially the playlist, but dialed into one person. One person picks a whole bunch of tunes, and then the good brother goes through and picks out the best tunes and plays them out. And that's great. So, yeah, if you want to influence 2 hours of radio, give Brother Soul a shout and see what you can work out, because, well, you know, it's all good stuff. Anyway, thank you very much for joining me this evening, or indeed this morning, if you are Michael Gale, who's listening in from the land down under. I know that there's a couple of Americans listening. You have my sympathy. I'm very sorry for everything. Anyway, shan't get political, not here on the playlist. This next one was suggested by Emma. In These Heels. Did I say, by the way, that the therapy track was suggested by Nikki Quote? Not sure I did. Anyway, I'm surprised that wasn't suggested by Emma, but it's possibly because there's a couple of years between the track that she suggested and the therapy track, so maybe she wasn't 17 when that came out. This next one was indeed suggested by Emma and is the glorious Manic Street Preachers with If You Tolerate This, Your Children Will Be Next. Monuments put from pen to paper. with an extraordinarily abrupt ending. That was all 6.5 minutes of Radiohead's Paranoid Android from 1997's OK Computer, as suggested by Troggy. Thank you very much, Troggy. Told you I'd play the whole thing. Otherwise, what's the point? In terms of long songs, actually, so I've got 23 minutes left until I hand over to Brother Soul, and I have 4 songs left to play. The next two are Meatloaf / Steinman epic nonsense, and they're wonderful, albeit kind of stupid. First up, you're about to hear, as suggested by Nikki Lear, who's not been well, so get well soon, Nikki. This one was suggested by her. It is Meatloaf's I'd Lie For You and That's The Truth, written by Diane Warren, as it turns out, followed up by a dreadfully over-the-top track from a crap 1984 movie written by Jim Steinman, the mighty Jim Steinman. Anyway, I'm going to let these next couple of tracks do the talking, because this is going to take up the next 12 minutes of your life. This is Meatloaf.
Sometimes it seems I must have walk across the wire for you.
Moon mountains if you want me to.
Better walk across the fire for you.
Do anything you ask me to. I'd laugh for you.
This radio. I never heard so much shit in all my life. Sailor Ripley, you got
the playlist
on that radio. This ends and I made it.
I don't know.
Yes, that was a Jim Steinman song. How did you know? That was Fire Inc., a fictitious band featured in the 1984 movie Streets of Fire, which I'm reliably informed by the suggester of that track, Opinionated Geek, that it is a terrible film, but that is a great song. And, well, I'm kind of tempted to watch the movie now, just to know exactly how terrible it is, because that song was amazing. Ahead of that was Meatloaf, I'd Lie for You, and That's the Truth from 1995. I have that on tape in my mum's loft somewhere, because it's a great song. The video to it is suitably lunatic. It's basically one of those mid-90s adventure movies, but distilled down into 7.5 minutes for a Meatloaf video. That was suggested by Nikki Lear, so thank you, Nikki, for suggesting that. I have time for two more tracks tonight, so I best shut up and play them both. But I wanted to give you a quote from the great William Gibson, the great author William Gibson, and this is something that I try to live by. The one single way in which we can choose to not get old, by choosing not to be militant nativists of the era in which we first got laid. Food for thought, I think you'll find. This next one was suggested by Sharon Gascoigne and is The Mission with Serpent's Kiss.
For me.
Well, that's very much all I have time for this evening. Thank you very much for joining me. I will be back next week at the same time. The theme for next week is, how's your week been? Make of that what you will. How's your week been? That was The Mission, suggested by Sharon Gascoigne. This next one was suggested by Muttley and is Fields of the Nephilim with Moonchild. And coming up after that is Brother Soul with his pick and mix with Russ Sharrock. So, enjoy. This one has a very moody intro to it. Very long and moody. I should probably shut up, really. Ruining the mood. Good night, champions. We'll be right back.
tiny little radio station with a really big sound. Lover Brother Radio.
Hey, real quick, Brother Soul here. Listen, if you've enjoyed everything you just got finished listening to, and you want to support Lover Brother Radio, head over to labrthreadsandthings.co.uk. Get yourself a hat, get yourself a hoodie, get yourself a phone case, get yourself a mug, whatever. That's how you can support Love Brother Radio. Thank you. Woo! Woo!